at our informal meeting yesterday night. I reported on the events of the last few days. That report will be put on the record of this meeting. So I will not repeat it and will just highlight a few points. There's no escaping the fact that the intensive efforts the whole membership has been putting in over the last days with the aim of establishing modalities in Hague and NAMA have failed. Members have been unable to bridge their differences despite more than a week of hard work. Much has been achieved this week. We were very close to finalizing modalities in Hague and NAMA. Very few issues which had not been there led us not to establish the modalities, but a huge amount of problems which had remained intractable for years have found solutions. Negotiators have been prepared to reach out beyond their entrenched position, seek compromise. They did it. However, as I explained in detail in my statement yesterday night, we were not able to find convergence in the area of the special safeguard mechanism. And we didn't even get around to the next item on the to-do list, which was cotton. As a result, we have not been able to establish the Hague and NAMA modalities this week. Yesterday, I outlined what this could cost the membership. I'm sure you've all done the analysis for yourselves, and I trust that members will resolve together not to lose these benefits, even if it takes longer. You all know the value of what's on the table, not only in agriculture and NAMA, but across the whole range of the agenda, whether in services, the fastest growing and most dynamic sector in most economies, or in trade facilitation, just to take two examples. Over the past weeks, the chairs of the negotiating groups have circulated reports on the state of play in their respective areas, including reflections on the way forward. The Hague and NAMA chairs will also shortly be circulating reports capturing the work of the last few days. We are working on this. Overall, the chair's reports underline the breadth and depth of the progress we have made right across the single undertaking, and these reports also show the wide and deep range of benefits that this round can provide, two or three times more any previous multilateral negotiation, and I haven't changed my number on that. My own sense, for what it's worth, is that we need to build on this, and of course, your own sense of whether you believe we need to build on this is the determining factor. We can also clearly see progress in other areas, such as dispute settlement, S&D. Good work has been accomplished over the past few days in the area of TRIPS, thanks to the very good process which Jonas Storer led, and the constructive spirit of delegations. I would also like to highlight the services signaling conference, which was held on the 26th of July, and my report on this conference will be circulated later today. I think we all now need to engage in a serious reflection on the next steps in our collective endeavor, which is the DDA. And I believe we have a collective responsibility to begin this process of reflection right now. Perhaps the dust needs to settle a bit before we have a clear idea of these next steps, but my view is that the progress we've made in Agennama and in all the other groups should be preserved. This represents thousands of hours of negotiation and serious political investment by all the members of WTO, and this shouldn't be wasted. So all members need now to seriously reflect about if and when we can jump the obstacle of what was not possible this week. Where there has been a deadlock, I think we must find new ideas and new solutions. Our immediate priority is to reaffirm our commitment to the multilateral trading system, which comes out dented out of this week. All ministers present here over the last 10 days have underlined how vital this system is in terms not just of trade, but also of the stability of the international system. The task then, after the necessary reflection, is to translate words into deeds. I think the comeback should begin today. And I would like to encourage you in your interventions not to dwell upon failure, which is a reality, which I think needs to be acknowledged, but to look forward to how we can do better next time. And after a bit of sleep, I'm convinced that there will be a next time, which is why I said yesterday that I wasn't throwing in the towel. Finally, a word of thanks for you all, for your hard work and cooperation. I want to pay tribute to the many hours of work of the chairs of the negotiating groups, Crawford, Don, Ruth in particular, as well as Jonas Storer. Final word for the staff in the Secretariat, including my office, who've put countless hours of work in helping you in your negotiating endeavor. I will now open the floor for comments. if any of you wish to have your statement posted on the WTO website, please send it electronically to the Information and Media Relations Division. So, floor open.